The bill would require school districts to offer a property tax referendum only on a regularly scheduled election day, rather than calling a special election. It would also require school districts to wait 1 year before retrying a referendum that failed. After drawing heated testimony at public hearings in December and January, the bill failed to be called for a vote before Assembly lawmakers wrapped up their legislative session last week. Alma Superintendent Stephen Settlemyer said he's relieved.
They dropped that bill because of pressure from people across the state. And it does make you feel pretty good that the message got out about what this bill would do.
Proponents said the bill would have encouraged higher voter turnout and more awareness of referenda. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.